trivia album that Noam just mentioned, Kenny Baker plays Bill Monroe, was originally recorded in 1976. And that was the year that my mom and dad pulled me out of school a week early. Said, guess what? We're going to Bean Blossom, Indiana to the Bill Monroe Bluegrass Festival. And I didn't know which was better, getting out of school early or going on a road trip. But we ended up at Bean Blossom on a Wednesday, and I was really excited to see my hero, Kenny Baker. And knew he wasn't playing until Friday, but we got there on Wednesday, and I said, well, I've got my new fiddle that my dad had just built me from scratch. He ordered the wood from Europe and spent the entire year before that making this fiddle for my birthday. I was 12 years old, and I was very proud of it. So I'm gonna go find a jam session with my new fiddle. So I walked around our campsite, came around a trailer, and there was Kenny Baker in a jam session. It was like, wow, he's already here, and he's jamming. And so sure enough, somebody right then said, hey kid, pull out that fiddle. And so I did, and Kenny was real nice to me, very encouraging. I was complaining about the key of B and B flat, things like that. He said, that's all right, you'll learn. You know, he was really encouraging. I saw him the next day. I was walking around with my mom, carrying my fiddle, and he had about 20 fiddles lined up on the table, and he was selling them. I said, kid, you need you another fiddle. And he's pulling on his ear a little bit. He said, oh, you need you a good spare fiddle. That one's good, but you might need another one. And so I said, yeah, okay, I'll play some of them. And my mom's like, just don't let your dad see you doing that. And sure enough, after about 5 minutes, I found a fiddle that was just better than anything else on the table. And I didn't want to say anything, but it was better than mine. And of course, right then my dad walked up. What are you doing, buying a fiddle? So I played him that fiddle, and he agreed that it sounded better than the one he had made me. And Kenny said, well, it's not much, it doesn't have a name in it, it's not much money. And so my mom wrote him a check for that fiddle right there, and that's the fiddle I'm still playing on all recording sessions to this day. It seems to give me, continue to give me what I need. In fact, this fiddle, I've tried to make it a map. I took us apart and tried to make it just like that other fiddle. And, well, Kenny wasn't done there. He said, as I was walking away with my new toy, he said, hey, wait a minute, let me make you a bill of sale. And he said, I recorded with Bill Monroe on that fiddle. Let me write down the songs. And I was just like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. And he said, it's been in my closet for 15 years, but back in 1958, I recorded several songs with that. And I started looking at some of the songs. When I got back this last year, I found that bill of sale in my scrapbook. And here's one of the songs from 1958, The Wheelhouse.